Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm looking at the voice of someone I've never heard of before until it was recommended to me, and that is of Sri Amitabh Bachchan.
I can go on talking.
So a quick shout out to Sadiq Khan, who recommended I do this voice, and thank you very much for introducing me to this guy, because as it turns out, he's a bit of a legend. So if anyone out there doesn't know who Amitabh Bachchan is, he's a very famous actor from India, and obviously he's had a massive career in Bollywood over the course of the last 77 years of his life. So thanks for introducing him to me, and I'm going to be looking at his voice today and breaking down what I can. Now, online, of course, when I was trying to find things about Amitabh's voice, I found a lot of Bollywood, and it's mostly singing. So the video I discovered where he was speaking was from La Trobe University in Australia, and it's at the point where there was a scholarship which was given in his name, and he was offering it to a young man there at the university. So I'd taken this footage from there. Let's have a quick look at him speaking.
I want to thank La Trobe for considering my name for this scholarship, and really want to congratulate all those that were involved in forming this scholarship, and thank them for thinking about me, thinking about India, and thinking about social media, which has become a very important aspect in our lives. It certainly has in mine.
So my first impressions of this great speaker is that I really like his voice. I really like his voice. And again, he's an actor, so he's spent a lot of time training his voice. The reason I like it, however, is not just because he's an actor and, you know, I'm biased. It's because what he's done with it is he's managed to find relaxation with it, and so therefore it's a very full sound. Even if someone doesn't have a deep voice, you can still have a full sound, and it doesn't sound squeezed, it sounds relaxed. And there's something about when someone is physically relaxed that we feel more comfortable in their presence and we find them more attractive. And his voice to me is an attractive voice to listen to because it's very soothing and full and rich and unrestricted, which means he's comfortable in himself, which means he's easy to watch, which is probably because he's so experienced on the screen and clearly live as well, because that voice is great. But let's have a look in a bit more detail at what he's doing in order to create the voice that he has.
I want to thank La Trobe for considering my name for this scholarship.
I want to thank La Trobe for considering my name. He's very well articulated. He's very subtle. Now, he's from India, and usually, I mean, a lot of people from India have very strong accents. His accent isn't that strong, and this is someone who is very Indian, you know, he's been Bollywood star. But I think for clarity, and he's needed to have articulated well to be clear and heard even within his own language, which is Hindi. But of course in India, English is a very popular language as well, and so when he's speaking here in English, it's just very clear and it's very delicate, and he's actually using the principles of RP, received pronunciation, in order to deliver his words. Now, that what that means is that he's not over articulating, but he's making sure that everything is crisp and precise, and he tails off the end of words by finishing each word clearly. Listen again.
I want to thank La Trobe for considering my name for this scholarship.
I want to thank La Trobe for considering my name for this scholarship. It's the thank and the scholarship. Those tiny details. Because some people, I mean, I do. I'm terrible. I don't articulate myself as well as I really should, because my accent from East London doesn't always require you to finish sentences. And I don't do it so much on camera either, because on camera, if you over-articulate, it sounds very robotic and strange. However, on stage, it's very necessary to pronounce each word fully, clearly, and crisply. But then, there's a man like this who is able to be believable on camera and still articulate. So he's clear. It just means that everyone can understand what he's saying. And he's taking his time to say each word. He's very well considered. I like this voice. Let's look at that one more time.
I want to thank La Trobe for considering my name for this scholarship.
And I think because of his Indian accent, he's got the, he says those instead of those.
And really want to congratulate all those that were involved in forming this scholarship.
But still, again, you wouldn't really know. I think if I just heard his voice without seeing his face or knowing who he was, I might be a bit confused as to where he's from, because, I mean, it's very clear, and there's people that use RP in all around the world, and sometimes because RP is such a well-considered small and clear way of speaking, sometimes the accent, their own accent, gets lost somewhat, and that's the idea of that's how it was designed. Something else about him, he's got a deep voice, he's very relaxed, like I said before, but you can hear it in his larynx are quite low. So if you pull your larynx up high like that, you can only do so much, but if you bring them down here, you're creating more space. He's also got a fairly big nasal cavity, and he reminds me somewhat of Alan Rickman. So maybe he's like the Indian Alan Rickman. There's a quality there, which is behind the nose, and it's quite low. But then, of course, he's speaking in the way he's speaking. Not quite Alan Rickman. It's not too nasally. It's more throaty, but if Alan Rickman spoke more in the throat and less in the nose, I think we'd have a similar sound. And I think that's just because of the physiology and the way that they're made up. Interesting thing about this man is that he doesn't top up through his nose, whereas a lot of speakers do. I do it, especially now on camera. But when I'm on stage, I top up in my mouth when I breathe. So rather than going to keep on speaking, and so breathing through my nose means I can carry on talking at the same as quickly as possible, he breathes through his mouth. Now this does two things. One, it's much better because it's a wider cavity, which means you can breathe in more air quicker, and you can do it quieter because there's a bigger gap for the air to get through, rather than... So if I breathe in from my nose, I've got to breathe for longer, and it's noisier in order to get the same amount of air than if I was going... You see? It's something that singers and actors tend to do because they just let the air drop in. And you do that by relaxing your belly. So I can tell that he's got a relaxed belly because of the way he's breathing and the way he's letting air in before he speaks. Something else he's very good at is taking his time and considering what he's going to say, and he doesn't bother him. And he's actually, I see him breathing in and using that breath to catch his thought.
This morning, I want to thank...
Now, if we consider that breath feeds an impulse to thought, he's using his breath to feed his impulse to consider what he's going to say next. And actually, this is a really good way of doing it. If you're someone that might suffer from anxiety around speaking or nerves, just relaxing your belly and taking your time to breathe in can give you enough time to remember what you're going to say, because it will feed you. And if you're breathing anxiously and you're tense and you're breathing high in your chest and trying desperately to think about what you were trying to remember to say, then you're not really helping yourself, because you're not feeding your body the nutrients which will feed the brain with enough energy to give the thought and provide the speech that you were intending to. So there's a very good point. And I go through that in one of my videos on breath and breathing. So this is a quick review today, and it's someone who I'm new to, and I'd like to spend more time watching him before I go into any further analysis, which I may do in the future. Some of these voice reviews that I'm doing, like I said, I will go into more deeper detail, but I think that's good enough for today. So what we can take from Sri Amitabh Bachchan is that he's very precise, and he articulates each word clearly and gives it its own right. But he's very delicate in the way he speaks. Also, he has a relaxed belly. He breathes in through his mouth, and he takes his time to breathe so he can collect his thoughts before he speaks. He also shares the resonance of his throat, mouth, and nose equally, which gives him a nice, big, full, rich sound. So I hope you like this review today. Thank you again to Sadiq Khan for recommending it. I'm bringing a new video now every day, at least throughout the COVID-19 quarantine time period, except for Sundays. I do need a day off. So if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, come along and do that. I'm sure there's loads on there that can help you, and hit the notifications bell so you can be informed when the next video comes up, if that's what you're into. Don't worry about it if you're not. If you'd like to learn more about breath and breathing, I am giving away a week course on breath, so you can check that out. Don't worry, it is in order to try and sell my 8-week course, but I do believe in what I do, and I do believe that there is a lot of value in what I give. My 8-week course covers everything from breath, resonance, projection, relaxation, articulation, and many other elements. And there's over 65 different exercises over the course of 8 weeks, which build up to give you the tools that you can use for your voice for life. And I am trying to sell it. That's why I'm giving away the week's course. I'm not going to hide that, but the week on breath is free, and you don't have to buy the course. So just do it. Join my newsletter on my website, vocabilities.com. Just say hi and tell me how it goes for you. I'm not trying to force you to buy it. It's just nice if you do. All right. I am Darren McStay. This has been vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.